And yet on the same hand, he loves us all the same. He is no respecter of persons. That's why we have no pecking orders, pastors and then laity. No, it's body of Christ. And we're all on the same level because we all get the same Holy Ghost. Amen. He goes on and says this in 14, and this is the one we normally quote. I will praise you, this is King David, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. In other words, I understand, I know this. He came to a revelation of realizing how magnificently he was created. Now, remember, just jump back a little bit. David did a lot of stupid stuff. But God wasn't focusing on the stupid stuff. God says he had a heart after me. This heart that he's revealing is a heart to realize the appreciation he had of how his loving God created him.
Yes, sir.
And it's no different today, because he didn't all of a sudden change his potion. He made each and every one of us just like we need to be. And it says this, marvelous are your works. My soul knows this very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Skillfully wrought in the lower parts of the earth, your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written. The days then fashioned me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more than the number of the sand. Now listen, and he finishes this section. He says, when I awake, I'm still with you. Now we can jump ahead and we realize he never leaves us once we receive him as Lord and Savior.
Right.
And so, Jeremiah says it this way. The prophet in the Old Testament said, in Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed each and every one of you in your mother's wombs, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. So everybody look at me here, church. Before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. There are no accidents. There is no fine line. And that's why we stand for the innocent lives that have yet not been born, but God created them.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, no human being can create humanity. Only God. Amen? So all of this magnificent. Then he goes on in Jeremiah 29:11. This is what the Lord says, or Jeremiah says about the Lord. I know the thoughts that you have towards me, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give me a future and a hope. Everybody say this, I got a future and a hope.
I got a future and a hope.
And though we go through our trials and our challenges of day-to-day life, it does not negate the part that we have a future and a hope. Our gifts and callings are irrevocable out of Romans, New Covenant. He never changes his mind. Before he created you, he knew how precious he was going to make you, but he was going to also cause you to be a mighty man and woman of God. Now, we can resist it, but thank God, you're not sitting here today because you resisted it. I'm just here trying to put you in remembrance of what God did to you so you have such an appreciation of this living God.
Amen.
That saved us out of the miry clay to this place in history, in time. Amen?
Amen?
Now, in Genesis, when we were being created, the Bible says this, and this was Godhead, Elohim, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And he says this, you don't have to flip to it, 26 through 28 says this, let us, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, make man, which includes woman, in our image according to our likeness. So from the very start of creation, God, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, made us just like him. It's the only thing he created, just like him in his likeness. And so that's why we have so much to be appreciative of, because we've been created in Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Ghost's image and likeness. So, Jesus gets birthed, and he begins to take us from transitioning the old covenant to the new covenant. And this is what he says in John 10, verse 10. I have come to you to give you life, Zoe life. And I've come to give you life more abundantly.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, in the Greek, which yours, you may have a version like I do, this is how he emphasized, this is how the Holy Spirit emphasized this in the Gospel of St. John by telling how important this is to grab a hold of. In other words, I have given you not only life, but I've given it to you abundantly. The actual rendering in Greek means this: I've given you life, superabundant, excessive, overflowing, with surplus, over and above, more than enough, profuse amount of abundance, extraordinarily, above the ordinary, more than sufficient.
Thank you.
That is a God that had more than enough that he gave us, so we have more than just life. We have got it with surplus. We have no excuses not to enjoy this life because we get it all in a package that came when we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives. So jump ahead now to the New Covenant Christians, which we are, and I'm going to finish my exhortation in 2 Peter chapter 1. And this is what the Bible says. This is what Peter, who put his foot in his mouth many times, denied the Lord, and the Lord never denied him and raised him up. And he says this: He, the Lord Jesus, has given us all things that pertain to life. Now this is that Zoe life. This is new covenant. This is a reminder to every believer that the Lord gave us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And then he's given us exceedingly great and precious promises, and we get to escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. Now, church, we always have a choice. He didn't make us robots. So we're here, Pastor Mike and myself and others that share the word, Pastor Randy to the youth, Colleen and David to the children. We're always trying to get people to make good choices because good choices produce good fruit. Bad choices produce bad fruit, and nobody forces us to make our choices. God has given us, by the power of the Holy Ghost, all the fruit, and one of the fruit is self-control or self-discipline. I don't have more than you because you got the same Holy Ghost. But I'm going to implement it and use it because it's going to produce everything that pertains to life in godliness.
Amen.
Look to who is sitting beside you and tell them you are awesomely produced and you look beautiful or handsome. Now tell your neighbor, do you know you've been fearfully made? Tell that neighbor you've been wonderfully made. Tell that neighbor God did not make an accident when he formed you. So when you look in that mirror the next time, whatever size or whatever you want it differently, or the nose you wished you got, or the ears you wished you had, or even maybe the color of your skin, or wished I didn't have this or that, you look in the mirror and realize that God made no mistakes.
Amen.
That you are fearfully and wonderfully created.
Amen.
And I couldn't get off this, and I haven't been able to get off this for a few weeks, and I've been bombarding Pastor Mike with all. I said, sit down, this, I got this about our body and how magnificent it is. So bear with me. I'm not here to beat anybody up, but I'm here to tell you how beautiful your bodies are created.
Yes.
For this time.
Thank you, Lord.
So I took American scientists, or the brilliant minds that were Americans and not just anybody. And the first one is a biochemist, Isaac Asimov. He said the human brain is the most complex and orderly arrangement of matter in the universe. As a human reads, our brain will signal to the eyes and will automatically focus. An impossibility. You can get binoculars and you can change, but our brain continuously, we change the focus of our thing because we've been created like that. You can't even make that. Then the American rocket scientist, an aerospace engineer, who lived in 1912 to 77. His name was Wernher van Braun. He stated that no random process could produce the brain of man or the system of an eye. And then he went on to say this, while you've read these last two paragraphs, that unique heart that's in your body has pumped over a gallon and a half of blood to bring nutrients and oxygen throughout your body.
Thank you, Lord.
And then he goes on and says this, and you need to realize this. When God made us, he didn't make those vessels to be straight passages. He made them with corkscrews. He made them with T-channels because it was very important, he said, that in this way of making it, it causes your life and the stuff that it's bringing to have a smooth flow, encouraging the production of healthy, promoting substances. In other words, our bodies were created by the Creator to take care of all of our needs, to heal ourselves, and it continues to this day to work on healing ourselves. You cut your hand, and yes, you may stitch it up, but if you don't, and if you had a fast forward like these cameras, you would see that your body would naturally close up that wound. And it's amazing that they can't figure out how this is all. But we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Every part of your functioning part was created because God made us in His image, and He knew what we would enjoy for our pleasure. And because we enjoy it for our pleasure, He's enjoying it for His pleasure. To watch us enjoying, what a wonderful life, what a wonderful world to live in this life in which we live. Furthermore, your body and my body, you cannot count how many cells are in it. The estimation is that there's around 37.2 trillion cells in our body. But then it goes on and says it's almost impossible to count. Because it goes on and tells you how if you line them up, you go around the sun numerous times. It's unbelievable how God created our bodies with 37.2 trillion, not million, not billion, trillion cells. And these cells are nonstop producing nutrients and oxygen to the whole structure of the body. And the thing is that scientists can't understand is this, that our cell structure, every 7 years, every cell reproduces itself and becomes new. And the only thing they can't figure out is why do we still age? Because everything is in there to become continuously brand new. So God made us to not only heal ourselves, but to continuously be a blessing. And many of you know you've gone through some big-time harrowing situations that you're astounded you're still here. That's because God took that into consideration, do everything that He wanted to make us be brilliant in our day-to-day lives. And that's why it's a wonderful life, because He made it available for us to do this. Now, when Pastor Mike a few years ago says, you know a way we could bless the community? Give blood. You know when you study, and we did this just for our own personal thing, when you give blood, remember, every 7 years, all our bloods become new. Do you know that when you give blood, men and women, that you literally, as you give that up, your body immediately detects we are missing blood, and it begins to build immediate new blood. And you don't have to wait 7 years. You get brand new blood because your body is created, and that causes us to be healthier than we were before that process. So even in our, we reap what we sow. As you give that pint to others, God reproduces you with healthy new blood cells. And that's why it's important that we realize, Karen, all the gallons that you've given, you got some real fresh blood in your system there, woman. So, again, the principles of God, He made this, but when we sacrifice ourselves and give to others, He blesses us back. I was looking, the benefits are great for women, but for men, wow, there'd be no reason not to. I tell Pastor Mike after we've done a season, he says, you think we still want to give? It's not just blessing and saving lives, it blesses us back. Let's keep it up. So, again, Your body was created to be a blessing not only to you, but to others. So your good blood cells help save others. Then God gives you brand new blood cells.
Amen.
Because your body is already, make some more. And he does. So bear with me in my excitement of my study these last couple weeks. I want to talk about this magnificent body that God gave you. There's absolutely 7 major systems that are in each and every human being. Do you know what the number 7 represents? Perfect. Perfectness. God made us perfect. And he gave us the right systems to cause our life to get life and life more abundantly. Just bear with me as I just share how magnificent these systems are. The first system that you have in your body is called the circulatory system. This is blood vessels, the heart, the kidneys. These are the things that create and circulate all these nutrition and all this oxygen to your body. It's phenomenal. Now let me just give you something that's really cool. Every cell, now remember there's 37.7 trillion of them. Every cell has a protective shield around it called electrons. And we have protons and neutrons, but the protective shield that keeps your cell healthy is called electrons. And it absolutely has 8. Now, what's the number 8 in God's number plan? New beginnings. He says he's new every morning. So every day, we're reminded, if we understand, that every healthy cell has 8 electrons that protect it. Now, do you know that when your body comes under attack and you take foreign things into your body, it begins to fight that immediately? It begins, if you got a disease or sickness, white blood cells, and they run to the area to try to fight off this. Let me bring it down to common talk. If you got a car or truck in Michigan, you know that oxidation or oxygen getting to the body of that truck will cause it to what? Rust. Now, if you add a carcinogen like salt to it, which we put on our roads, it speeds up the process, and eventually our vehicles rust out. It's called the cancer in the natural. Do you know that when your body is under attack and you've got what they call free radicals, it's when a healthy cell has lost one or more of its 8 electrons and it's fighting others to try to steal their electrons. And when they steal it, it causes that to be a radical one. And as it multiplies over and over again, we know the word we hate to hear, cancer comes into people's lives. But God never intended for us to be taken out by cancer.
Right.
And so he gave us an antioxidation process called antioxidants, which is, as you go through the Old Testament New, it's the fruits and the vegetables that we eat produces an antioxidant, or which keeps those 8 electrons sealed and tight. So we don't have to spray our bodies with something to keep the rust from rusting out our cars. We just learn what causes our body to be strengthened, and we eat the natural fruits and vegetables that are antioxidation that causes our cells to be protected. I call them shield of faith.
Amen.
That resists the wiles of the enemy. God made our bodies to function like this. This is how you're made. This wasn't an accident. Your body is constantly fighting against stupid things we do to it. Wow, that's pretty cool. Your antioxidants is your nutritious things that God says, I give you the fruit of the land.
Amen.
The second that I want to tie into this system is the respiratory system. The respiratory system is the nose, the lungs, it's the breathing, it's the air passage, it's the pulmonary vessels, it's the lungs. They provide oxygen to the body tissues, and it removes wasteful gases. This is going on as you breathe. We breathe in healthy oxygen, and we breathe out destructive what? carbon dioxide. So we learned that in school, but we realize there's a reason for that. Get the harmful gases out, bring in the healthful ones. Now, going back to the destruction of our cells. When you, and I'm not trying to sit on anybody if you smoke or whatever, but one cigarette releases 5,000 chemicals into your body. 70 of those chemicals are carcinogens, which are constantly, immediately they go into your system, they are fighting to steal those healthy electrons, and it begins to break down your body. But the good news is this, and I even put an emphasis, God's solution, and it says, experts say this, whenever a person smokes that last cigarette, whenever it was, morning, after, whatever, within 20 minutes, your body rushes to that area and it immediately begins to heal it. So even in our stupid choices, God sends this body to that area to heal it. But we realize over the course of time, the more we're challenging it, the more we do stupid things, the more it's under attack, the body gets to a place where it starts to wear out. It's not God's intention. He gave us everything that pertained to life and godliness, but our choices are still up to us. You are magnificently made, but you still aren't made a robot. So you can still choose what's going to be good for you. Third area of system that God did perfectly is your digestive system. It converts our food into nutrients. It produces energy. It goes from our mouth, stomach, liver, pancreas, intestines. It fills, and then it filters out the bad sources. Now, some of us that got of age, we had colonoscopy. Our colons are part of the digestive system. The colon with the intestines and the liver filter out the junk to keep our bodies healthy. But what has happened in the course of being American, we pile it with so much junk that after a while it begins to attack our colon, which is one of the last filtering to get health to our body. And what it's telling us when we have these issues is change what you're doing. God has made us with a brain so we can realize we're magnificently made and that colon doesn't have to go. So, this is what our body does. Every woman in here that's ever been pregnant, there came a point in your pregnancy, your body began to say, you need to feed it more. You need more nutrients. You need more nutrients. Most of you ladies would probably agree, you really became ravenously hungry. Because you're no longer just feeding what? One, you're feeding a second person. So what happens is you begin, and this is kind of like where we go, we look at the animal culture, bears and animals we're not going to see in the winter begin to do what? Hibernate, but to hibernate, they have to take on more excess. It's called stored fat, which will help them survive through the winter season. Women take on more because they have got to not only provide nutrients for their own body, they got to find nutrients for that child that's going to come. But this is what happens. Once the child's born, or once in America, nobody in America wants to be hungry. Now listen, when you and I get hungry, your brain is telling you, nothing in the stomach. We will now, some of your stored fat, we will begin to use that to survive. So you see, hunger is not a bad thing. Right. Hunger is a good thing because it takes from our reserves. I've been intrigued. I've watched this show on television, and my wife gets a kick because she gets a kick on how our bodies can recover. Some of you may have seen this. It's a doctor that works on people that are 600 to 1,000 pounds. And he shows how many high calories are taken, how they're storing. And they store this in all kinds of locations. Normally in men, our first storage area is our bellies. In women, it's normally the hips. Because remember, God is preparing women to give birth. But when it's not birth, it's still storing because the brain is saying you need to store it. But these individuals, the doctor would have to convince them that they're serious. And if they're serious, he put them on a regimen. And a regimen was this. Now listen, now if you've ever seen a 600 or 1,000 pound person, it is not a good life. They have to be wheeled out of places. They have to enlarge their doors. It's sad. And when you see how even many of them cannot stop eating all this excess calorie stuff, and what happens is the doctor says, and he's real firm, I can't save you. Not that he could save anybody either, anyway. But when he can get their minds to think, and this is what he does, he gets them to focus on themselves as being this beautiful child, and he begins to get them under that 600. He will do a surgical procedure that will help trigger so that their brain is not telling them hungry, and they will immediately begin to burn off this excess because they're no longer. Now, the key is calories in, calories out. If you take more calories in than you burn out, then you store it. And we know what that happens in America is because we do a lot of storing. These bodies, they would come, and it was remarkable. I'm thinking to myself, how does a heart continue to pump? Because they say the blood pressure goes up, they get diabetes, they get all the characteristics of storing all this excess that they don't really need unless they are going to be starving, and then they withdraw from it. But God made our bodies to heal themselves, so once he gets them off, pretty soon their blood pressure start coming down. Some of their symptoms of diabetes and these things, that if they haven't totally wrecked their pancreas, God is still in this process of healing them. And I'm thinking, magnificent! Wife gets upset if she's got a few pounds. And the whole thing is this. God has given us the tools to be whoever we want to be if we'll use his tools. And yet, we're not robots. Your bodies were fearfully and wonderfully made to take care of every situation. When they would go back into these bodies and they begin to use the excess calorie store, they'd have to cut. Sometimes it looked like a side of lamb, of fat. There was no way it could burn that much up, and they begin to take this off. Hundreds of pounds that had been put in reserve, and our bodies still heal themselves. I'm thinking to myself, church, what a wonderful body we have, that no matter what we do to abuse it, to overuse it, God has put something in here to cause it to heal itself. How many people have you prayed for and you believe God to touch them? I got a call this morning from my brother. He said, Dad was having pain. He couldn't have a bowel payment. He's in extreme pain. He said, well, let's pray. So we prayed right now. He texts me back, man, Dad had a bowel movement. He's wrestling like a baby. Thank you. There is power in prayer. Amen? But there's also power in this life and life more abundantly that we've got something to say about it. My last years in teaching, and they had me into counseling, and then when I came and we had this ministry, they were calling me back because we were getting so many kids that were getting attacked with cancer. And they wanted me to work with these families, that their kids. I'm telling you, family, when you inundate a body nonstop with these carcinogens of what's in this stuff, your body can only take it so long. These poor little kids at their young age are getting hit with this, and nobody in the nutritional thing is telling them, you can't put this in them. I had a study because they sent me something, and this I will challenge you as parents. If you got your kids, get them off pop. Someone said, well, what do you mean by that? You mean the sugar on it? No, the sugar will add calories, but that's not the destructive force. Well, what do you mean, the caffeine? No, caffeine may keep you up. And the kids, when I would teach in the afternoon, and they had all their sugary stuff, we pulled them off the wall. So I understand that. No, it's what goes in to make that pop a pop. It's the carcinogens that are released in there that causes our bodies to be acidic. When you get acidic, you cannot pass or have bowel movements unless you use a number of your minerals. And you've got to get to pass, you've got to get 22 liters of mineral-filled water in order for us to go to the bathroom. If you don't understand that, that's how we process. If we don't have that, now listen, this is so key. Why we can't process it? Because we've run out of healthy minerals in your system, And guess what is the biggest source of minerals in your system that your body will go to for survival to rob? The bones. So the bones get attacked, and so they take the minerals out. And what happens? We're getting kids breaking their legs and their arms. They're getting, and the older generation knows as osteoporosis. It's a weakening of the bones. Do you know that God never intended for our bones to get weak?
That's right.
Do you know the studies out there, they showed 90-year people just doing a little bit with their weights. You know, weights and using the muscles builds bone mass. They said if we would just continuously do some weights and exercise and eat the right proper foods, it would cause the calcium that we need, the minerals that we need, and the bones would not have to be robbed. So the cry out there is, we got to protect our kids. We got to protect the next generation because they are beautifully and fearfully created. But we got to help teach them proper things that's going to cause them to grow and be healthy and not have to deal with all the issues that so many of us have to deal with in people.
Yes, sir.
America's in an epidemic when God has fearfully and wonderfully made us. The skeletal system with 206 bones strategically located in our body to give our body movement, and it produces, even in these movements, blood cells and strong minerals. That's our skeletal system. No accident. We need all 206 bones. You're beautifully made with all of them. And attached to them is the next system, fifth system, muscles. Muscles are what give the motion to these 206 bones. And God has created them to have the nutritional value in those muscle cells to cause you to continuously function properly and do the things that you're supposed to do. Now, thank God for technology that can have and replace a hip, and some of you have had knee replacements, and man, they've gotten up to a level of, wow, mobility comes back. We got to thank God for the doctors that can do what we need done to get our mobility back. Amen? But you got this muscular system that helps us move these bones. I know Lynn is always, listening to me, but I'm always telling her, Lynn, if you give up things, if you don't use things, you lose things. I'm not asking anybody to be a bodybuilder. I'm not asking anybody to go run the marathon. But you got to keep your cardiovascular system. You got to do something that's going to get your heart rate up so your breathing system continuously is healthy. And you got to do something small, even if while you're doing housework, if you're lifting things, use something you don't hurt your backs. But continuously do things that will build bone mass even as you age so you don't have to have brittle bones. And then the sixth system is our nervous system. It allows us to perceive, comprehend, and also operate our breathing and digestive. This is where the brain and the spinal cord functions, our system. Again, so beautifully made, it will handle all kinds of things. Now, Jeff, when you fell out of the tree, you broke, not your spinal cord, right? Broke all his ribs, his vertebrae, and yet most in what it says, he's done. And yet because God magnificently made Jeff's body, and he credits the Lord, he brought about healing. That's magnificent. That is beautifully. Lynn was telling me about after the day or two that she'd had it. No, it's not worth it. A few days later, oh man, I can do things I couldn't do. My back isn't bothering me anymore. I'm thinking, what a magnificent life. That even if something happens, our body will heal themselves. We just got to do what we got to do to speed it up or help it in areas. And the last area, the seventh that makes us perfect, is called the reproductive system. Now, the reproductive system in a male and a female is primarily set up for procreating. We're all here, thank God, for our moms and our dads procreating and life coming. But nowhere in the Bible and nowhere in medical science do they say that's the end of it after you raise kids. Do you know that scientific studies show that for a male, as he continues in that relationship with his wife, that it's very healthy and strength building to their prostate? Do you know that in women, it's like a medicine that they get, that this is not just for bringing forth babies, which is great in that part, But there's something God made it significantly important that can be a way of life. And it's not like, well, you get old and it's all over. The only reason it sometimes gets old, over, is because we've abused our bodies so high that we're on all kinds of chemical medications. And so now our body won't function properly. I'm telling you, it's exciting time to be alive, and you don't have to lose it. And if you have, you can probably gain it back, but you might have to take some changes. You may have to implement some things that will cause your natural, fear-made, wonderful body to begin to heal itself. We can abuse it on what we take in or what we smoke, and God still can go beyond it. Do you know He loves us no less if we do stupid things to our body? He loves us no less if we take substances in that are not helpful to our body. But He encourages us, you don't have to have all this extra challenges in your life.
That's right.
I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. So my encouragement, my church family, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Let's not take this for granted. Let's use this gifting and be all we can be.
Amen.
For that next generation.
Amen.
Your children, your grandchildren. And may we, Christian men and women, be the happiest couples. We should be the happiest couples in this universe. And some of you seniors, Richard, Cindy, sit together. No. The love that you convey, and some of you that I think my senior couple here in their 80s, 61 years you celebrated, and they're always hugging and they're holding hands, and that's exactly what our kids need to see.
Amen.
You stay in love even after 61 years of marriage. I was getting on Alice's case. Well, hey, man, you kept your husband from our breakfast. Oh, priority. We were celebrating 61 years. Way to go, Alice. Yes,
amen.
That is a priority. Amen. Because they're the next generation. We want them to be excited that there's a mighty man and woman of God waiting for them because, wow, I want to have a life like Chuck and Alice, that when we're old, our children are still serving God, our grandchildren want to know about the Lord, and we are the example that they're following. Amen?
Amen.
We're not just getting through life. We're going to be a blessing to others. Let's stand to our feet. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us seven systems, all given to create health and longevity in our bodies. And we thank you for the ability to be sensitized to what works and what doesn't work. And Lord, I do thank you that everyone's here today because you've healed us many times over. And I thank you for the nutrients that we take in that causes us to get those healthy electrons. We call ourselves whole, strengthened, and protected. And Father, every believer that's here today or everyone listening on Facebook that needs a miracle, Father God, you are the miracle-producing God. And I pray right now with my family here that everybody that needs that miracle, including Ruth, as she goes through her restoration with her back surgery, we thank you, Father, for the releasing of signs and wonders and the gift of healings and the working of miracles now. In Jesus' name, we give you the praise and the glory. And Lord, if there's anyone that's listened today that doesn't know you, we ask that you draw their heart to you and that they will make you Lord of their lives. It's that simple. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Love on each other's wonderfully, fearfully made bodies. Let them know how you love them.